From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. There's a new startup in Fort Worth that lets you skip the gas station by bringing the fuel to you. It's all courtesy of a handy-dandy app. Think Uber for your gas tank. Here's how Booster Fuels works. You open up their app in your smartphone when you get to work, pick a time frame for delivery, unlock your gas cap, and then go about your business. Someone will stop by and fill up your tank. Frank Mycroft founded the company a year ago.
I believe what we do is fundamentally the 21st century way of delivering a product like this. You know, when we look at the numbers, we save about 1 pound of CO2 emissions every single time we deliver gas to a car.
And that could add up to a lot. Americans make an estimated 37 million trips to the gas station to fill up the tank every day. All those trips, they take time, too.
The fact that we get thousands of families that extra 15 minutes a day to do whatever it is that they want to do, that feels really, really good.
Mycroft hasn't always been in the app-based fuel delivery space, as the business school set might call it. Before he started Booster Fuels, he was in the space. He worked for NASA and for a company that wants to mine asteroids. He's got 4 degrees, one each from Princeton and Harvard, and 2 from Stanford. Also, he's 30, and he's really nice.
Yeah, gosh.
Elizabeth Tolentino has been a Booster customer for about 4 months. She's a marketing assistant at a big real estate developer in Fort Worth.
I was one of those people who had to carry a gas tank in the back of my car because I frequently ran out of gas just because I avoided going to the gas station. That gas tank is actually no longer in my trunk.
And the gas she gets from Booster, it's often cheaper than it is at the pump. But not everybody is ready to jump on board yet.
Delivering fuel is much different than delivering gallons of milk.
Jeff Leonard's with the National Association of Convenience Stores. They represent about 127,000 gas station owners. He thinks app-based fuel delivery is a cool idea, but he worries about consumer protections and safety issues. Gasoline, after all, is a hazardous material.
With a gas station, there are certain requirements that you're forced to adhere to. Whether it's fire suppression or whether it's maintaining or managing any sort of spill. And those things are not present if you're filling up in somebody's driveway.
Booster answers this by saying they've got top-trained drivers, like William Rich. Rich took me out in one of Booster's retrofitted purple pickup trucks. He used to deliver gas to gas stations in Houston, and he's got training to handle hazardous materials. When we get to the gray BMW, he's gonna fill up. He rolls out a hose, opens the tank, and starts fueling. Careful not to spill.
If we have one drop of fuel either hit the car or the ground, that's a failure on our part. We don't accept that at all.
While the gas is pumping, he cleans the windows, and he leaves a handwritten note saying thanks.
And that's it.
If this sounds great to you, here's the bad news. You probably can't sign up yet. Booster's only working at a handful of office parks in North Texas and Silicon Valley right now, but they are expanding.
Someday, soon, I believe that Booster will be not like an option or a luxury. I think it'll be the standard. I mean, you push a button to get pizza, why not push a button to get gas, you know?
You may never go to the gas station for gas again. As for the snacks and sodas, Booster Fuels has no plans to deliver those. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.